Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in Japan's defense export policy has just been announced, marking a new era in the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership, and this development has far-reaching implications for both countries. First, let's understand why this is in the news. Japan amended its three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology on 21 April 2026, effectively removing blanket export restrictions and enabling the transfer of all categories of defense equipment. This move has been welcomed by India's Ministry of External Affairs as a boost to the Special Strategic and Global Partnership. What makes this significant is that it paves the way for deeper defense cooperation between India and Japan. Now, let's delve into Japan's three principles and what has changed. Originally, Japan's post-WWII pacifist constitution and three consecutive sets of principles, introduced in 1967, 1976, and 2014, restricted defense exports severely. The 2014 three principles allowed limited exports to allies, such as the United States, for UN peacekeeping, humanitarian use, and to countries that contribute to Japan's security. But why does this matter? It mattered because these restrictions limited the scope of defense cooperation between Japan and other countries, including India. So what exactly changed? The April 2026 amendment has a net effect. Japan moves from a whitelist model, where only permitted transfers were allowed, to a default permissive model, where all transfers are permitted unless restricted. This is a significant shift, as it opens up new opportunities for defense cooperation between Japan and India. Crucially, this amendment comes at a time when Japan has proposed the co-production of Mogami-class stealth frigates in Indian shipyards. The Mogami-class frigate, also known as the 30FFM class, is Japan's latest multi-role surface combatant. What is on offer is a design transfer, where India would build Mogami-class frigates in Indian shipyards, with selected material supply from Japan, and technology support, including the potential for specific technology transfer under oversight. This would make India the first foreign country to co-produce Mogami-class frigates, a significant diplomatic signal. Now, let us turn to the historical context of the India-Japan defense cooperation. Despite strategic convergence, with both countries concerned about China's rise, defense cooperation has faced structural constraints. These include Japan's constitutional and political reluctance on exports, India's preference for technology transfer versus buying finished products, price competitiveness, as Japanese equipment is often expensive, and India's strategic autonomy principle, which involves diversifying supply chains. It is worth pausing here to note that the 8th India-Japan Army-to-Army staff talks were held in Tokyo from April 22 to 24, 2026. The talks covered a range of topics, including enhancing interoperability through bilateral exercises, such as Dharma Guardian, subject matter expert exchanges, disaster response cooperation, and regional security assessment in the Indo-Pacific. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that Japan's three principles on transfer of defense equipment were amended on 21 April 2026. Also, note that the Mogami-class frigate is Japan's latest multi-role stealth warship, referred to as the 30FFM class. The India-Japan partnership is categorized as a Special Strategic and Global Partnership, which was established in 2014. And the 8th India-Japan Army-to-Army staff talks were held in Tokyo from April 22 to 24, 2026. For mains, this development raises important questions, such as how Japan's defense export pivot creates strategic opportunities and structural challenges for India. You should critically examine this topic, considering the implications for India's defense procurement dilemma, whether to buy, make in India, or co-produce defense equipment. Additionally, you should consider the Indo-Pacific security architecture, involving India, Japan, the Quad, and the China factor. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Japan's three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology were amended on 21st April 2026. The Mogami-class frigate is Japan's latest multi-role surface combatant, also known as the 30 FFM class. The India-Japan partnership is a special strategic and global partnership which was established in 2014. The 8th India-Japan Army-to-Army staff talks were held in Tokyo from April 22 to 24, 2026. This shift in Japan's defense export policy has significant implications for the geopolitical landscape of the Indo-Pacific region, marking a new era in the India-Japan partnership and potentially altering the dynamics of regional security. The India-Japan partnership, bolstered by this defense cooperation, is set to play a crucial role in shaping the future of the Indo-Pacific.